Invite you to stand at this time as you're able for our scripture reading today. We have the custom here of standing in respect for the reading of God's word. And today we'll be reading from Luke chapter 10, verses 1 to 12. Luke chapter 10, beginning with verse 1. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road. When you enter a house, first say, 'Peace to this house.' If a man of peace is there, your peace will rest on him. If not, it will return to you. Stay in that house, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house. When you enter a town and are welcomed, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick who are there and tell them, 'The kingdom of God is near you.' But when you enter a town and are not welcomed, go into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that sticks to our feet, we wipe off against you.' Yet be sure of this, the kingdom of God is near. I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town." May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of his word. Please be seated. A man was once heard in church to be praying rather audibly, "Oh Lord, make me successful, but keep me humble." Well, that man's wife overheard his prayer, and she was prompted to respond, "Oh Lord, you make him successful, I'll keep him humble." At any rate, the man who said that prayer had a clear understanding of what he desired most from God. For him, apparently, success was an essential ingredient of life. Sir James Barrie, the author of Peter Pan, once said, quote, "Charm is the essential thing. If you don't have it, you don't need anything else," unquote. I think today we see an increasing number of people devoted to physical fitness. And they're building their lives around all that exercise we're supposed to have and eating the proper foods. I think in every age there are people who are driven by the desire to be wealthy, famous, or powerful. But yet when we consider these verses we just read about the harvest, perhaps we can appreciate better from God's viewpoint what success is all about. In this passage, Jesus was sending out, depending on which Bible version you read, either 70 or 72, much as the 12 were sent out earlier. And apparently these 72 were sent out about 6 months before Jesus' crucifixion. Now, why the number 70 or the number of 72? Possibly because in Genesis chapter 10, there was mention made of 70 nations in the world. Therefore, Jesus would send out 70 people to symbolize that the gospel was to be shared to 70 countries in all of the world. And of course, the first 12 symbolized the sending of the message to the 12 Jewish tribes. But on each occasion, whether we're talking about 12 or 70, we can assume Jesus had a reason for sending out a particular number like this. Certainly, Jesus had emotional needs, just like each one of us. And I think Jesus was often grieved by the serious human needs that he witnessed every day in his ministry. He knew he was sending laborers into the harvest, and he urged that prayers be offered for more laborers to be sent. It's very intriguing that his instructions to these 70 or these 72 were very much the same as were given to the 12 disciples in Luke chapter 9. First, he sent them out in pairs. It seems to me that there's a synergy. There's a spiritual energy released when two or more people go out to share the gospel together. The 70 were told, don't take any luggage, and they were told to get going without delay. They weren't supposed to take anything for their journey. They weren't even to greet anyone on the road. Now, I don't think Jesus meant that they were to be impolite to people they passed along the way, but they were not to spend their precious ministry time on trifling conversations and meaningless social activities. They were supposed to be focused on their evangelistic task. Jesus said that their mission would be a dangerous one. They would be like lambs. Bah! Bah! Yeah, I hear that echo there. And they would be like lambs among wolves. I didn't hear the growl. All right. And these words, I think Jesus chose to describe the perilous nature of the work they were about to do. God's servants had to make up their minds that persecution and ill treatment could very well come to those who desired to spread the message of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus said to these 70, as he said to the 12, that they were not to bless the unwilling. Did you catch that in this passage? I think that's wise advice for us today. We shouldn't obsess about people who are yawning or get angry or want to argue with us when we share the gospel. Jesus advises us to tell the exciting good news to people who are most eager to hear it. The 70 were to avoid the appearance of being fickle and hard to please in regards to food and lodging. They were supposed to be models of simplicity. And the phrase here, a man of peace, is really an idiom which would represent a peaceful man. No prayer for God's peace or blessing is ever wasted. No prayer for God's peace or blessing is ever wasted or fails its purpose, because if the person upon whom the blessing is pronounced rejects it, it's going to return to bless you, the person who offered that blessing. In essence, Jesus was saying, don't go from house to house socializing. In other words, the 70 weren't supposed to stop and just chit-chat. They weren't supposed to say, hi, how are you doing? How is your mother? Is your son still in school? No, the 70 were to live simply in their speech, in their life, heal the sick, and proclaim the coming kingdom of God. Bishop J.C. Ryle has written the following. Let us strive to show the men of the world that we have no time for their mode of life. Life is too precious to be spent in perpetual feasting and visiting and calling and the like, as if there were no death or judgment or life to come. Let us declare plainly that we have no time for that incessant round of eating and drinking and civility and exchange of compliments in which so many are trying to find their happiness, unquote. You know, Jesus gave a commission to the 70, and he gives the same commission to each one of us today. And as he sent out the 70, he sends us out with the same authority and the same purpose. Yes, those 70 went out. Some of the hearers responded, but some didn't. Some of the cities touched by the gospel rejoiced, and some didn't. Some people were healed, some were not. A few more entered the kingdom. The 70 discovered that they had the power of Jesus to help heal and to begin a spiritual harvest of souls. Think about it. This morning, Christian believers like you and I, we are the spiritual descendants of those 70 that Jesus sent out. And because of their witness, today we can truly say, as we stand and turn to number 138, we are standing on holy ground. Would you stand with me as we share number 138 together?